Draft legislation to legalize marijuana at the federal level is being circulated on Capitol Hill. Democratic leaders in the Senate announced the bill at a news conference July 14th. Here's Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
So today is a big day in the Senate. For the first time, I as Majority Leader, Senator Wyden as the Chairman of the Finance Committee, and Senator Booker, one of the foremost champions for justice and equity here in the Senate, we are all joining together to release draft legislation to end the federal prohibition on cannabis. This is monumental because at long last, we are taking steps in the Senate to right the wrongs of the failed war on drugs.
To learn more, I spoke with marijuana policy expert Shalene Tidal.
Hi, I'm Shalene Tidal. I'm vice chair of the Cannabis Regulators of Color Coalition. I think it's a really good comprehensive start, and we have to keep in mind that this is the first time that the Senate has taken a serious look at legalization at the national level in the decades that the movement has been working on this. So it's an important event, but it is not the final bill by any means. It hasn't even been introduced. It's been put out to the public for all of us to take a look. By all measures, it's going to be an open, inclusive process. So they put this out for people to read it and submit their feedback. And then the final bill that gets introduced is likely to look a lot different.
A year ago, the House of Representatives voted on a measure to change the marijuana laws.
Well, the MORE Act has passed in the House. It hasn't come to the Senate yet. And I think there are a lot of similarities between the two bills, especially when it comes to expungement and social equity grants and a lot of really good proposals for social justice that I think could go even further. But they are two separate bills, so eventually they'll need to be reconciled.
What can people do to find out more about this and to get involved in helping to shape this legislation?
So this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I really encourage people to get involved in the policy details of what the national marketplace for legal marijuana is going to look like. I think once, you know, the details of this bill are finalized, that's going to be the status quo. So this summer, you have an opportunity to give your feedback. It's really important. I would recommend submitting something in writing. They are going to set up an email address, and so you can submit your comments, but I would also recommend talking to your senator because this is the first draft that they've put out, but based on what the other senators say, it's going to be changed. And you always have the most power locally where you're a constituent.
Shalene, while I've got you on the phone, there's a project you're working on that's very closely related, that's working on policy, right? What is the Parabola Center?
So I started the Parabola Center when I ended my term as a cannabis regulator, and a lot of my peers were becoming corporate lobbyists, kind of the typical path into private industry. And I really wanted to keep representing people. So the Parabola Center is a crowdfunded project to create cannabis policy for people, not corporations. We marked up the MORE Act. You can find that at parabolacenter.com. And then you can also find our comments on this bill moving forward. And it's just a way to make sure that the mass movement that really made legalization happen is still going to be central when it comes to the final details of drafting.
So again, the website of the Parabola Center is?
ParabolaCenter.com. And you can follow us on Twitter for our comments on this draft at Parabola Center.
Shalene Tidal, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Shalene Tidal. She's vice chair of the Cannabis Regulators of Color Coalition. She's also a distinguished cannabis policy fellow at the Ohio State University College of Law Drug Enforcement and Policy Center. Reporting for KBOO News, I'm Doug McVeigh.